And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Now that's an interesting phrase, grace for grace. In other words, God gave grace, and then he gave grace for grace. Exactly what does that mean? Strange way of saying it. It's like the waves of the ocean that come in. A wave comes in and hits you, and you think, wow, that was something. And about the time you stand up, another one comes in right behind it and hits you again. And you wonder, when's this going to stop? And then you realize that wave after wave, wave for wave, comes in. Wave comes in to replace the former wave, to fill the trough. So God's grace continues to flow unfailingly. Like water drops cling to each other, grace clings to grace. Where grace is, more grace accumulates, until the great droplets of grace coming down from heaven, overflowing undeservedly. Grace to be saved, and grace to be sanctified. Grace when you don't deserve it, and then when you do something to deserve it even less, grace still showered down upon us. Grace creates a garden of grace that must be watered with more grace. And then the Bible tells us, he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So where God places his grace, and that grace finds a home, it obligates God in that he's begun a work to continue that work with additional grace. So grace comes upon grace, grace for grace, and it continues to flow. Once you get into the grace of God, you get into the stream of living water that flows forever and ever. Thank God for his grace.